Ye are gods. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Ye are gods. Taken from John 10:34. And it's quite a simple statement. Jesus is quoting himself here as he says, Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? And indeed, it is written in your law that ye are gods. He said to the people who were coming to hear him speak, because he spoke to the Hebrews, and he spoke to them out of their own books, out of their own understanding, because he was a rabbi. He was trained and a professional in the field of Judaism. And he was a well-respected rabbi, and he spoke in the synagogue often and was often listened to by large groups of people. And there were times when he went off to the hills and spoke to large groups of people there too. But here he is saying, ye are gods. He is saying one of the greatest blasphemies of the Hebrew faith, of many another faith too. That man might think that he is God. And constantly Jesus is reminding them that the Father, God, the creative cause, the allness, is within each person, within each creation. God is everywhere present. And being everywhere present, God is in, as, and through everything that exists, whether it is good things or bad things, whether it is desirable or undesirable. For in the eyes of God, all things are good. So, when we start thinking that we are God, are we going to create God in our own image? Are we going to create God in the smallness of our training, of how we have learned to be, that we are human, and we are subject to all the human frailties? Or are we going to know that this God, the eternal God, the allness God, which is within us, is unlimited. The God within us that is all speaks to us from the totality of what life is. And everything is possible. Everything is. Everything already exists. Jesus used the phrase often, it is done unto you according to your belief. He said, now is the acceptable time for all good. And as he said, now is the acceptable time, he was pointing out that there is no creation to go on. There's merely a revealing of what already exists. And that as humans learn to reveal from within themselves all that already exists, they have a great and a wonderful experience of knowing the truth about themselves and their universe. In listening to the Bleep movie, which is What the Bleep Do We Know, or something like that, the movie speaks about the divinity, and it speaks about some types of physics and some types of thinking that go into the deeper scientific understanding. And one of the professors is saying, we don't understand what is going on that level of consciousness. And anyone who says they do understand doesn't really understand. And that level of consciousness that is not understood is given to us by people who come from another level of consciousness that they didn't understand, and it is just a repetition of that. That all knowledge exists. And when we let our imagination, when we let our inner self reveal whatever ideas, whatever imagination, whatever creativity comes to us, we are touching upon the divinity, we are touching upon the allness, we are touching upon God within. To say these things to many people is a difficult thing. Because people think that it's only through a God outside of themselves that life is. And Jesus said, it's the Father within. It is only through God within ourselves that life is. We have the opportunity of going within and listening to that inner presence. The only real Bible that we should be reading is the Bible that is within our heart, that we find in introspection, where our divine self is revealing to us all knowledge, all the isness, all that is. And when we listen, we can never go wrong, for that is the truth. The divine in us knows all, and as we listen, we know all. And it's kind of fun, because, as Jesus said, ye are gods, and we are. We are all gods. And there is only one God, so that's the God that we are. Think about these things. They're kind of fun, kind of challenging, kind of amusing, and kind of confusing. But think about them, because it's a lot of fun. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.